Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone update for August 31st, 2015. Hey, it's Rick, and I'm back here with some updates. Haven't spoken with you for a while. It's been kind of quiet on the website for the last couple of months, and I just thought I'd get on here today and just give you an update to how things are going, what's going on, what I've got planned for the future, things like that. Well, so far, the website has been running pretty much flawlessly since it reopened in late February. It has been handling all the traffic for Blind Geek Zone and the Blind Cool Tech Archive, which I'm sure those of you who've tried to access that area notice that it is much, much faster. And, you know, the limits that were in place on DreamHost are no longer there, so I haven't been inhibiting anybody as to how much they can download. Haven't checked bandwidth in a while on the site, but at one point it was averaging 130, 140 gigs a month, and no hiccups. The website's been up now for, oh, I think it's something like 130 or 40 days. I haven't rebooted it or anything. I have complete control over all of that here now on the new hosting. And like somebody was saying out on the Blind Geek Zone Twitter, Keith Hinton, I think, was saying, you know, like you said, you know, hey, it's Unix, you know, or Linux. It will run and run and run. And, yep, that's about it. Memory usage has been really good. We haven't had any of the problems we had over on DreamHost. I usually have about 86-87% free memory all the time. Definitely no issues there. And disk storage is getting a bit high. We're up to 83%. At some point in the future, if things pick up, we might have to do some work there. I'm not sure what I can do, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, I guess. So, but basically, though, submissions to the website have been pretty low here over the summer, and I know submissions do drop off in the summer, and I do appreciate those of you who have sent podcasts up over the summer. It's greatly appreciated. And I did want to comment just a little bit on quality, things like that. We had some submissions a little while back that weren't the greatest quality. And I did have to reject a podcast when the person submitted a second one that wasn't, unfortunately, any better quality than the first. I did let them know, you know, what I thought was wrong with the podcast. And, you know, hopefully at some point they'll they'll regroup and resubmit. You know, when I reject a podcast, that doesn't mean you should never ever try to submit something again. It's just, you know, hey, if I give you some comments and say, you know, here's what you need to do, that's all I'm trying to do, just trying to be friendly. Just, you know, we got quite a few complaints a couple months ago when a podcast was uploaded. You know, people were complaining about the quality, and, well, I do understand that. And I don't want to make people think they're not welcome, but again, a lot of you are right. You know, if we just put up crap, then, well, people won't come to the website. So, but, you know, with the fall coming, we'd really like to see some people step up and submit some podcasts to us. I know there are a lot of other websites out there these days, AppleViz, Cool Blind Tech, you know, just a couple, you know, off the top of my head that, you know, do superb content and have a lot of people working for them to produce content. You know, here it's just me, and, you know, I'm still working, so you don't get a whole lot of free time to record podcasts. And since I've got six people here living with me now, Quiet time isn't always there either. Right now, the house is mostly empty, and get a little bit of time here just to give you an update. But a lot of times, there just isn't a lot of quiet time to record something. And I hate to record a podcast that's got a bunch of background noise in it, because then hey, that takes away from what I'm trying to demonstrate or whatever. So I definitely would love to see more people submitting their stuff. What is that? Audio Boom or whatever takes a lot of it away now too. We have a lot of people on Twitter, things like that. And that service makes it easy to record something, upload it, shoot it out to Twitter and Facebook, and everybody have quick access to it. A lot of great content out there, and a lot of people using that today. I wish some of them would, also submit their content to, Blind Geek Zone, but all I can do is ask and hope. So, and it's been an interesting summer for me. I've had a few medical problems. I've had some stomach issues. Had to have an upper GI in early June. Have had to start taking some medicine for acid reflux. Just had a colonoscopy here a week or so ago, and hopefully that all is behind me. I've been doing better here. I still kind of got to watch what I eat, but I've been a little more back to normal here the last few weeks, and hopefully that will continue. I've cut back on my radio shows that I do on The Legend. For those of you who listen, probably already know that already, but I've went from doing a Saturday and a Sunday show down to just a Saturday night show at 9 p.m. because I just would like a little more time off, working all week and then doing shows on the weekend just doesn't give me a whole lot of time sometimes to just kick back. So got rid of that Sunday show, and at least we'll have Sundays off, so hopefully that'll be a good thing. Got Windows 10 here on July 29th, running it on my main machine, which I had to build back in April to replace my Shuttle i5 system that got unfortunately destroyed by some liquid getting into it. I think I told that story on here. Anyways, it's a system I built for Micro Center. It's a ASUS motherboard. It's a Haswell i7 quad core 4 GHz system, 8 GB of RAM, 240 GB SSD, a 3 GB or 3 TB standard hard disk, and that's been running real well. Was running Windows 7 on it, now running Windows 10 on it. I did the upgrade path on the 29th, and I typically have never liked to do upgrades. Upgrades typically don't work well. There's usually a lot of little issues that tend to crop up. But the Windows 10 upgrade from Windows 7 here really went almost flawlessly. Was able to do it all by myself. Didn't need any sighted assistance. Some comments on Windows 10. At some point, once I learn this enough, I may consider doing some kind of a tutorial series like I did for Windows 7, which was extremely popular. Don't know if I'll get to do that or not, but I'm certainly thinking about it. And using JAWS 16 here, and it works real well for the most part. Have messed around with it with NVDA as well. Same thing there. It works pretty good in most areas. And there are some caveats. The Edge browser doesn't work well right now. I don't know if it works at all with JAWS. I haven't tried it. I guess here with the latest versions of NVDA, there's some rudimentary support for it. And so waiting to see what JAWS 17 offers here when it probably will come out in beta here in September. See what that does for some of the areas. There's some areas in Windows 10 that are I think generated with the Edge browser, you know, some of the HTML areas, and I've noticed some areas sometimes don't read well, but for the most part I've been able to get to everything I need. There are some differences from Windows 7 and Windows 8. Didn't play with Windows 8 a whole lot, but looked at it enough to basically know what it's about. There is a start menu again in Windows 10. It's kind of a different kind of a menu than Windows 7 had. I don't necessarily like it a whole lot, but it's there and it is functional. I don't like Cortana search so far. With the JAWS 16, NVDA does read that search area better. When you type in a search and you arrow down, JAWS doesn't tell you what the source is. And the difference on Windows 10 is that when you do a search, it's searching on your computer and it's also using Bing for internet searching. So when you're going down through that list of search results, with JAWS you can't tell whether it's something on your computer or it's going to go out to the internet. So it's kind of a crapshoot, and I've kind of been able to guess for the most part, you know, when it's going to go out and when it's not. But as I said, NVDA does read that better. It says the search result, and it also says, you know, something to the fact that it's a web search or it's on the computer. And hopefully JAWS 17 will get that working. I haven't messed around a whole lot with Cortana. It does work okay. And some of you may want to mess with that as far as doing voice searches and things like that. It seems to work pretty good, but again, I haven't messed with it a whole lot. Most of the rest of the Windows layout is similar to Windows 7, a little more similar to Windows 8 with some slight changes. For the most part, if you upgraded to it, you most likely wouldn't have a whole lot of problems using it. It's not anything that's really that tremendously difficult to get used to. Again, the average person may want to wait and see what some of the fall updates to Windows 10 are from Microsoft. One of the big changes with Windows 10 is that updates come out a lot faster. There's been like 3 cumulative updates in a month now for Windows 10 that have fixed this and that's been going on with it. And here it runs real good. I don't have a whole lot of issues, just some minor issues where every once in a while when I go into Outlook, mostly it'll pause for several seconds, and I'm not sure what's causing that. But other than that, a little bit of web reading issues with IE11 and JAWS. I've noticed places like Ars Technica, CNET, some other places, if you try to read to end or do a say all, it sometimes will get thrown off by like Google frames and things like that, and it just won't read the story right. Hopefully, again, like I said, that'll get a little better with JAWS 17. It's not been a showstopper here, but there are some times when it gets irritating when I'm trying to read something on the web on certain websites where it gets a little problematic. Don't know if anybody else has noticed that or not, but I have noticed it here. Haven't really tried to do anything with NVDA to see if it's just a JAWS problem or not, but may do that at some point here soon. But it's been a month here now, and like I said, using it on the machine that I use every day just for general stuff. I haven't put it on my work machine because still waiting to find out when we're going to be able to switch to Windows 10. I do remote support as a call center representative, and we use Cisco AnyConnect, and we also use remote desktop services to log into a InfoCision server where I do everything. So haven't gotten any word whether or not that all works well with Windows 10, so I've left that machine on Windows 7. Upgraded my Dell Venue 8 Pro that was running a tablet that was running Windows 8.1. I did update that to Windows 10. Didn't have a whole lot of problem. with that. It did go well. It was pretty slow. The desktop, boy, it took about 20 minutes to upgrade all the ways through the whole process. And the tablet took closer to 2 hours, so, but it did work. And I was playing around with tablet mode a little bit. Tablet mode is a little bit different than the regular desktop mode. Maybe if I get to do some Windows 10 stuff, I'll try to demonstrate some of that if I can. But it seems to work well on tablets, so if you've got a tablet that's upgradable, you might want to consider that just to play around with it instead of maybe putting it on your main desktop machine or something like that. It definitely works on that tablet pretty well. I prefer it being in regular mode instead of tablet mode, but that's an individual preference. And let's see, what else? Going to be getting a new iPhone here when the new ones come out. The announcement will be September 9th when Apple does its presentation. It does every year to announce new iPhones. Probably going to get the 6S Plus, if that's what it ends up being called. And still running an iPhone 5 here, and it's running good still, but with iOS 9, it's been a little slower, maybe. Been messing with the iOS 9 public beta here. First time I've messed around with a public or any kind of a beta with iOS. And it's definitely been interesting. I don't know if I'll do it again next year with iOS 10, but that's coming along pretty nicely. I assume there's probably going to be one more beta, and then it'll go up to the full-blown 9. And so don't know if I'll do anything with that as far as any kind of podcast, because there's so many others doing those types of podcasts that it's going to be thoroughly covered, and all the book writers, Jonathan Mosen and the other people that write the iOS series books, definitely will cover all that in great, great detail. Okay, well, can't think of anything else. Just kind of wanted to talk to you a little bit. Just let you know what's going on here, how I'm doing, you know, what I've got planned for the future. Hopefully, like I said, maybe after a few months, get used to Windows 10, I can do something like I did with the Windows 7 series, and we'll see about that. May not be able to do any long types of tutorials, but may be able to do several shorter segments. The Windows 7 series was like 3 or 4 hours long in like 3 different podcasts. Maybe we'll break it up and probably make it shorter than that, but we'll see. All right, well, hey, thanks for listening today. And like I said, definitely would appreciate seeing some more audio content sent up to the site. If you got something you'd like to share with us, I certainly would be happy to post it for you, providing it's of decent quality. And again, it's harder to tell now, but I've had a few times not do some tutorials because they had NVDA using Eloquence, and that's not going to do that any longer, because I can't tell now whether you're using an illegal copy of Eloquence or the Nuance version that's being sold now for Windows. Sappy voices that you can run Eloquence on, anything like NVDA and things like that. If you're interested in that, you can check out blindbargains.com or atguys.com, and they sell that, and I think it's like $60 for a 3-user license or 3-computer license. So I'm not going to do that any longer. I'm not going to try and decide, oh, are you using an illegal? So if you do use NVDA and you use Eloquence and you know in the past you've not wanted to submit something because you knew I'd flag it, well, I'm not going to do that anymore, because, like I said, as far as I'm concerned, you're on the up and up, and if you're not, well, that's not my problem. So definitely get those podcasts in here. If you'd like to submit something, love to see it, love to share it. And, I'm going to get out of here, and hopefully I'll catch up with you again here definitely before the end of the year. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.